the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Tell me why. Tell me why, my dear friends, my dear souls, why do you think such things? Why? Why so many evil thoughts in your mind? Why Jesus, on his side, says, have compassion. Read the prayer of the Mass, the Collect, today. You know that the Collect, the prayer, summarizes all the spirit of the Mass, what the Church wants us to know. The Collect says, let the exercise of your compassion direct our hearts. Compassion. Cum patere in Latin. That means to carry the load of somebody else. In English, you have many words to express that. Compassion, empathy, mercy, caring, sympathy, pity, and the more common, kindness. Just kindness. That is not difficult, kindness. And yet we expect that from everybody else toward us. But do we carry this compassion and this kindness toward others? That is a good question. To do that, we have first to try to care about others, to know what their needs are. We have to find in them, in my neighbor, what I can do to listen to them. Having compassion of others does not come naturally since original sin. Far from it. We must force it. We must do something about it. It must be pushed in us through divine grace. Only with the grace of God we can do it. And that's what the prayer says. Because God gives us that compassion. That's not my compassion that I have to have. That's not my kindness. No. What God asks us to do is far more than that. What God asks us is to have the same compassion that He has Himself for us. His own compassion. Do you imagine what it means? The compassion of Christ is such that He did not carry on His shoulder. The weight of the wood of the cross. No, that's nothing. He carried our sins. My sin. And that's a lot. Your sins. That's a lot as well. Our sins. All of that. By name. By number. By circumstances. That this kind of compassion that we are invited to do. And that because our Lord Jesus Christ carried those sins during His passion, that we can go into the confessional and confess our sins and say to God, I have done this, I have done that. And the priest, no, and not the priest, and God, through the priest, forgive your sins. By the way, when you go to confession, I hear that time to time, that forgive me, canon, for I have sinned. I cannot forgive you anything. You come and say, forgive me, Father. I am not in the confessional. That's not me. That's Christ who is in confessional. So forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I am nothing. And then we are forgiven. We are all sinners in need of forgiveness, in need of compassion, And therefore, let's have compassion to each other. Let's give thanks with St. Paul in his epistle, because we are object of the grace of God. If you are here today, that because you have the grace of God, that only through the grace of God that we go to confession. That's not me going to confession and having the courage to go. No, God, give me this power. Because there's a power. And so let's take this opportunity of this gospel to brush up your memories on sacramental theology. You remember that to be forgiven in the confessional, to make a good confession, three things need to be set together on your part. We call them the acts of the penitent. You say, yes, Father, we know. First one, contrition. We need to be sorry for our sins. It's not enough just to go to the confessional and to take a piece of paper or the list of a book and to say, ta 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 ta. If we are not sorry for what we say, it doesn't make any sense. The good thing is that God asks us just the attrition. That means not to love him and to be sorry for our sins and to cry because of our sins. He says, just be sorry because you fear hell, the punishment. That's enough for me. And usually, when we go to the confessional, that at least because we are sorry, if not, we will not go. Unless that's the class going to confession one by one. But you go to confession, you are sorry for sure. Implies the desire to avoid to repeat sin. Implies the desire to avoid the occasion of sin. Implies the desire to be forgiven, of course, because we know that God can, but also to forgive others. We are to confess our sins. The matter of confession is your sins. We have to confess, that's what the theology says. We have to confess all of our sins. Since our last good confession, with number and circumstances. How many times, and the when, where, with whom, etc. No lies. No dissimulations, as much as we can remember. When we go to confession, we are not going to tell God something that he does not know. Hey, God, surprise, do you know what I did? Yes, I do. You know, he knows. He already knows. But he wants us to say it. I am sorry I did this and that. And God forgives. And the third act is a satisfaction. Satisfaction, in Latin again, satisfacere, to do enough in order to repair the damage caused. To repair the damage I've caused. I broke a window. I say, I'm sorry. That, is that enough to repair that? Yes and no. You have to repair the window to pay for that as much as you can. But in the eyes of God, yes, you did. And you do everything you can, and God will continue to help you with the grace of God. We repair the damage caused to others, to their properties, to God. And only God can do that through His passion. And we do with few Hail Marys and few penances that are given to us. Let's be good in our judgment. Let's not be evil on what we say to people, ever. And I hear the objection, and it's right, of people saying, yes, but Father, we need to tell the truth to people. We need to tell them that they are wrong. We need to correct what is evil. Do we? Is that always my place to do that? You say, that's true compassion, to tell the truth. Yeah, true. But do we know the truth? It will be right that I have to correct everybody around me if only I would have the wisdom of Solomon himself. If I would have the knowledge of the Son of Man that knows everything. For me, I know nothing but that. 99 of the time, I am just one of the scribes of the gospel. Why are you so evil in your thoughts? What do you gain? Now let's be good. Let's be always gentle, compassionate, merciful. The ways that we want God to be with us, I want for me. I want for you, we want for each other. Oh Lord, let the exercise of your compassion direct my heart. Because, says the prayer, because without you, we are not able to please you. And that's what we want. In the name of the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.